The turnout for the big race Sunday in Soldotna was competitive with other major running events in the area. 110 pre-registered racers and another 100 signing up at the start line. The course was laid out with plenty of signage, plus 8 stations at the top of the incline and at the turnaround. And race swag was available so people could boast of their big athletic accomplishment. If you looked closely, though, the distance printed on the braggy stickers and t-shirts was 0.5K, as in half a kilometer, about a third of a mile. 1,640-ish feet, and every one of them for a good cause.
We want to eradicate cancer. We want to raise money for programs and research. And in about 100 years or so, we don't want to ever hear someone say, you have cancer.
That's Jonna Beach, event chair for the local Relay for Life organization. Kenai Peninsula Relay for Life holds several fundraisers throughout the year with the goal of contributing $45,000 annually to the American Cancer Society. The Brewery to Bathroom 0.5K was a new fundraiser dreamed up by Relay volunteer Alana Martin. Racers met at Kenai River Brewing and followed a path behind the brewery up a pretty minuscule hill to the restrooms at Soldotna Creek Park, turned around, and finished back at the start line.
The course is a very grueling 0.5K. That being said, if you are a marathon runner and you love to sweat and you are on the keto diet, we love you. We are super proud of you. We just aren't really gonna show it for this part. So please, please, please don't be offended. Have a great sense of humor. This is supposed to be fun.
Rebecca Walker of Soldotna took the bathroom part seriously with a backpack of emergency supplies strapped over her shoulders. She says she came out for the important reasons.
I heard there were refueling stations and there's beer at the end.
And what's your refueling preference?
Okay, pretty much any carbohydrate, I think, is satisfactory.
And what's your backpack situation there?
I believe it's an 8-pack of Charmin, if I'm correct.
Which says gotta go on it?
Yeah, well, you gotta go. Gotta be prepared.
And do you do a lot of these athletic-y, runny-type events?
I'm starting to.
Well, this is a good one to kind of break yourself in on.
Yeah.
Mother and daughter Bridget and Milena Grimmie continued a tradition of supporting relay events.
We have done Relay for Life for several years as a family. My mom has lymphoma. I think it's super creative and super fun. I'm not a runner, so it's a great opportunity to be able to participate and not run.
Yeah, you get the whole experience, the registration table, the swag,
a t-shirt, come on.
There's a refueling station halfway through.
That's right, donuts, there's donuts there. It's my kind of race. We carb loaded, we stopped at McDonald's on our way, so we're ready.
And did you do any pre-race stretches or anything?
You know, I pulled my extra Tufts on really hard to make sure that they were securely in there.
The morning's rain petered off by race time, though most still wore boots instead of running shoes as they lined up to start.
3, 2, 1, go!
Footwear didn't seem to have much effect on people's race times. It was more stopping to read the motivational signs posted along the course, including, I run like the winded, stretching is for wimps, and this one.
She said exercise. I thought she said extra fries.
If the hill proved too daunting, there was a couch at the bottom with a donation bucket, $5 to take a break, or $10 to quit right then and there. For those who did make it up the hill, the Kenai Watershed Forum was waiting with a well-stocked aid station.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate cream pie. Oh!
At the final tally, the Brewery to Bathroom 0.5K raised $4,246. Relay has another event coming up at 6 p.m. Wednesday at Salteshi Trails in Soldotna. This one is an actual 5K, but as with all relay events, it's about participation more than performance. So all are welcome to run, walk, or anything in between. You can expect less donuts in this one, but the same level of cheering for raising dough to fight cancer.
Keep cheering them on! It's a rough race out there!
In Kenai, I'm Jenny Nyman.